The U.S. says it will have enough vaccines for every adult by the end of May. This comes after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine became the third shot to be authorized. It will work with rival Merck to deliver 100 million doses in 2 months.
One of my first goals in office was, when I got in office, was to say that there will be 100 million vaccination shots administered in my first 100 days in office. We've got halfway to that goal in 37 days, and I feel confident we'll make it all the way.
Mr. Biden has ordered individual states to prioritize inoculating teachers so that schools can be reopened. The president hopes life will be back to normal by this time next year. Some states have already begun easing restrictions. Michigan and Pennsylvania are allowing larger gatherings. Texas has already lifted mask mandates and will permit business to operate at full capacity.
So we take everything with a pinch of salt. Who knows what's going to happen, but we're just going through. But it looks like we are in a positive direction.
Simon Marks joins us live from Washington, D.C. Simon, schools are center stage in the president's agenda.
Yes, absolutely. As they were center stage with former President Donald Trump, who was railing during his final months in office about the need to get American schools reopened. Joe Biden now finds himself as president in exactly the same situation, and bedeviled, Steve, by the fact that the president of the United States has absolutely no power to reopen schools, as former President Trump discovered. It's up to the individual 50 states, to local school districts and school boards all over the United States to make their own decisions. So President Biden is trying to prod them in the right direction. So too is his Centers for Disease Control, the U.S. government's public health institute, down in Atlanta. But if you look at the CDC guidelines for school reopenings, the New York Times has done an analysis of those guidelines that suggests that only 4% of schools across the country are currently located in areas where COVID-19 circumstances, per their own guidelines, suggest that those schools can reopen. And then there's the enormous dispute that is going to take place in many parts of the country between school districts and teaching unions. We've seen it here in Washington, D.C., up in New York City. Teaching unions very wary about the public health threat that they say may still be posed to their members once they return to the classroom. So this is going to be a very, very slow process.
That being said, Simon, some states are easing virus restrictions despite experts warning not to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just yesterday, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, a Republican close to former President Donald Trump, announced an end to the face mask mandate in the Lone Star State and also said that all businesses of all varieties can go back to normal. 100% reopening, he described it as, when he made his announcement 24 hours ago. Public health officials say that's a recipe for disaster. Only 13% of Texans have so far received only their first inoculation against COVID-19. There is a very long way to go. And what public health officials are warning here is that, especially with spring upon us in the United States, it's 12 months since the last spring break that served as a super spreader as teenagers from all over the country descended on Florida, descended on Cancun in Mexico, engaged in COVID unsafe activities, and then took the virus back to their home states. There are grave concerns that the lifting of some of these restrictions, coupled with the imminence of spring break, is going to halt some of the progress that the country has been notching up over the last few weeks.
Thanks for getting us up to speed. Simon Marks from the U.S. Capitol.